Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
What is that?
That is what looks to be an ostrich.
An emu?
All right. That's a first. I don't think I've ever seen an emu at the ballpark.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers and Braves in the rubber game this afternoon, as we're joined now by Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. What's up, Level?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for the intro of Stewart the Emu. Man, I've never seen an emu at the ballpark before, but that was pretty cool.
Well, you guys really set some wheels turning with focusing on the emu for the moment. Eric had to track down multiple people. We had law enforcement involved.
Adam Roberts was dogged reporting on it. So was Pancake. Everyone was working on that story.
You know the whole backstory on that, right?
So I've heard since that it is the mascot of a bar in Hartford. Is that correct?
Watertown. That is true. Watertown. But it was okay. A very similar, in fact, the exact same bird, but not that bird, was stolen from a Piggly Wiggly and Slinger.
And they still have not found the person.
So that's why it was erupting on our show.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so glad that we could spot the stolen emu and back to its rightful spot.
See, now that's what everyone thought. But as it turns out, Level, that was a different emu.
But same whiskey company.
Never mind. Should we move on, Jeff? Or you want to talk about wedding proposals?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've never seen that either. The wedding proposal that you guys were just talking about, I'm totally in on her side. Totally in. Like, dude, what are we doing? That guy's all downhill. We did see. How about the game on Saturday, by the way? It was there was a first pitch thrown out by a couple that had just been married. Like, they got married in the ballpark in a suite. And as soon as the ceremony was done in the suite, they went down and threw out the first pitch before the game.
That's awesome.
What kind of pitches were they? How did they do?
I didn't see. I just saw the wedding dress and the tuxedo and all that stuff. I could not confirm or deny whether or not it was a good pitch. But from what I understand, it's the first time in Major League history that a just pronounced man and wife had thrown out a first pitch at a ballpark on that day. So, hey, that's cool. I feel like John Gordon from Little Big League throwing out stats. It's great.
Hey, we have a big call-up coming up. The Miz is coming. Mizorowski, Jacob Mizorowski, 6'7". This guy throws 103 miles per hour. You've seen him up close. Is he as good as advertised?
I mean, the guy's incredible. I mean, seeing him in spring training and what he was able to make Major League hitters look like was really impressive. He was super impressive in spring training. Was last year, too. And he's ready for prime time, right? And just, you're so excited to see what he's going to be like, and the velocity and the off-speed stuff that he has is second to none, too. I'm glad the Brewers are going to be handling him as a starting pitcher, as opposed to throwing him in the bullpen. And then if he has to go back down to the minor leagues, then he's starting again and just riding the yo-yo. Now, if you just have an opportunity to see him work on a day-to-day basis and see how many pitches he can throw and how many times he can get through a lineup, I'm fired up to see him, and he's definitely up for the challenge.
So the plan is,
he's ready.
Is the plan? We'll ask Matt Arnold too about this tomorrow. But is the plan to? I mean, they're not sending him back down. The plan is to keep him here.
Well, he's as long as he continues to be productive. I think keep him up here for as long as he can stay up here and not go back down. But sometimes that happens where guys just haven't lived up to it or have struggled, and you need an opportunity to go back down to the minor leagues and work it out. But I think the thinking behind all this is give him an opportunity to pitch and to earn a spot in the rotation and stay there.
What did we have to do to make room for him, Levo? Are we sending somebody back, or do we let somebody go?
That is the ultimate question, and one that is above my pay grade there, Vin. So I'm sure if somebody comes in, somebody has to go out, whoever that person is going to be. You're going to have to deal with that, too, when Brandon Woodruff comes back eventually. You need to make spots for these players, and that's part of the business of baseball. But the way that the Brewers' rotation has been, it's going to be a really, really, really difficult decision for Pat Murphy and the rest of the front office.
How much of that is a collaborative decision? I mean, obviously the decision is ultimately left up to Matt Arnold as the GM, but he and Murph have to be in concert with any of those things.
Oh, yeah. No, those guys are talking all through it, and it goes up to the owner, Mark Attanasio, as well. So, I mean, it is a total collaborative effort between all three of those parties and the rest of the front office to make sure that you make the right decision.
What else on the Braves? We got the rubber game today. Got to finish this one off. It would be really nice to get a series win. I mean, you always want that, but that would be good to do.
No doubt. I mean, to finish this homestand at 3-3, it was a tough series against the Padres. All really close games, really fun games. You had the walk-off on Saturday, and then you got shut out in a couple of ball games that were close. And then, you know, the game on Monday was 7-1. It was close for a while. Yesterday was great with Churio hitting a homer and Bowers hitting a homer. And another great outing from Quinn Priester. So Chad Patrick's going today, and I don't think enough people are talking about how good he has been in the rotation. I mean, he right now is top two or three in the conversation for the Rookie of the Year right now. He's been incredible. So the Brewers have him on the mound today going against Spencer Schwalenbach, who's been throwing the ball well in his second year in the big leagues. But Chad Patrick has earned all the accolades that he has deserved so far this year.
All right, that's the music Eric's going with, I guess, for Mizorowski.
Well, I think it works.
Wiz.
The Miz.
It works for me.
So he goes by Miz in the clubhouse, but if you are the Miz, I feel like you have to earn the. So he's just gonna be Miz for a little while.
Well,
so he'll earn the pretty soon, I think.
Wow, how the ego on this kid if he comes in. No, I'm sorry, it's the Miz.
I thought you meant the Miz. I misheard you.
That would be a big deal. If he came in and goes, I'm the, just call me the. That's a lot.
Love
you
it.
Mean Tehe? Tehe? No, the.
Very good.
Afternoon baseball for you at American Family Field. Thanks, Level.
You got it, guys. See ya.
110 first pitch, Braves and Brewers.
3-2 and 2 away. Swing and miss, strike 3. 103 from Mizorowski. He is fired up off the mound.